to an episode of Light the Lamp here on DuckStream. I'm your host, Alexis Downey. It is a monumental day for the Anaheim Ducks organization as they have matched a five-year offer sheet that was extended to Leo Carlson by the Philadelphia Flyers with an average annual value of $18 million. And Leo is joining us now. He is back home in Sweden. Leo, I know there's probably a million things running through your head, but what are the emotions right now?
No, yeah, as I said, a lot of emotions. This is just a great feeling to be back in Anaheim. You know, that's what I wanted to, so I'm just super excited for that. Yeah, and just for, you know, a good contract too. So I'm just super happy about that as well. My family is super happy about that as well.
Congratulations. And getting to share this moment with your family, what has that been like today and this week?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really been able to celebrate yet. But my brother's getting married on Saturday. So, wow. I mean, I'm not going to be the main guy on that, but maybe do a celebration after that's over and then we'll see what happens.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations to him and glad that, I mean, perfect timing. You guys are all going to be together for this. Well, in talking a little bit more about this, what does it mean to you to continue to stay with the Ducks?
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, that's my home now too. So, you know, they're in Sweden. So, yeah, I'm just so happy to, you know, from being 18 to now, it's just been amazing. You know, I've had a great journey there so far and, you know, looking forward to see where it takes me.
I'm glad you brought that up because it was a little over 3 years ago. We were sitting in Nashville. You heard your name called on the stage. You came over. You did an interview with us on DuckStream. How have you grown since that moment?
I mean, a lot of hope. I mean, that felt like 10 years ago, the way the time is moving. It's special. Hopefully I'll be here the entire career. To remember that moment is special too. Mm-hmm,
certainly. Yeah, Ducks fans never forget that moment. That was quite a moment in Nashville, of course. But in talking about this process, obviously a little bit crazy with the offer sheet, but what were kind of your emotions through it and just your perspective that you gained through this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of talk about during that, but it's obviously a contract that's hard to pass on. I signed in, and I hope that Anna would match football every day. So I'm super happy that he did.
And then, of course, getting the call this morning, and now the expectations sort of change for you being the highest paid player in the NHL. What kind of legacy do you want to start creating here in Anaheim going forward?
I mean, we obviously want to win, sooner as possible. That's a tough challenge, which we tried, which we tried it last year by making the playoffs first time in a while, one round there too. So now we have the taste of playoff hockey now too. So just can't wait to be back to that.
Playoffs were a very exciting time for the Ducks and Ducks fans. And of course, for you too, 11 points in 12 games. Did you have some time to reflect back on that experience and looking ahead to next season?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, it was pretty, pretty quick. It was a great time. The best time in my life so far as well. So I was just, super excited to try it out, the playoff hockey. It's just a different animal too. So it's just super fun. Something that we'll, think about for a long time.
Have you been in contact with your teammates?
Yeah. I mean, now it's a lot of people calling, but a lot of them called, when it, came out a week ago or 6 days ago, whatever it was, they were just, super happy for me and all that. So they all been just super supportive and happy for me.
Now that you have this done, a little bit of a sigh of relief for the rest of your summer and the off season. So how has your off season training been going?
Yeah. We're practicing working out with my guy, Emma, his son has been over in Anaheim for a little bit too. We've been working out with him 6 years now, I think. It's good. Working out, playing some golf. not this week, though. It's been a little busy, but.
No more hole-in-ones?
No, you've probably seen it then, if I made one, but I haven't, no.
with your off-season training, do you have any goals that you now have set heading into next season?
Yeah, I mean, just getting faster and stronger. So, you know, like, I'm still young, so can still build a lot of muscle and speed and all that. So it's pretty simple answer, but that's the answer you get.
Do you have anything fun planned the rest of your summer aside from training and, of course, the wedding that you have coming up? Your brother's wedding.
Yeah, exactly. My brother's wedding. No, I mean, we went to Spain with the family a couple weeks ago. You know, Karlstad is just too good to leave. So I can't leave.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that you've been able to enjoy some time with friends and family back home. But I have to ask you, too, do you have anything that is catching your eye right now once you get your first paycheck?
No, I mean, I have to get a new car in Anaheim, though. I just bought one here.
Okay.
So, I got to rent a house or something. So it's just all that basic stuff that I'm going to spend money on. But the rest, I don't have anything else right now.
You got some time.
I'm pretty sure I'll find something.
I'm sure, too. Leo, yeah. One last question for you. What is your message to Ducks fans?
Yeah, I'm super happy to be back. To just be back in general, you know, to get back to playoff hockey, see you guys, you know, see the fans and everybody. So I'll say it again. You're super excited to be back.
Awesome. Well, Leo, congratulations once again. Looking forward to having you back here in Anaheim and enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thank you so much.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.